We are holding in the sugya of chatzitza. So I wanted to finish up this first packet on chatzitza today. And Be'ez Hashem, I'm not sure what our schedule going forward is. Next week we have regular shiur throughout the week. I think I put on the schedule, which we've been following very carefully throughout the year, that the following week we're going to have a series of Pesach shiurim from DRS Reveim. I don't know, maybe we should do... So I guess here are your possibilities. We could either join the DRS pre-Pesach program, which they do for the kids coming back from Israel, or we could do regular shiur, or we could do shiur on Pesach and Yanim, you know, or we could do some combination of the two or three of those. So you'll get back to me. You'll let me know. What?
Text.
Oh, text. Right, right. I'll have to send a text. Yes. That's it. 10 points off your team. Okay. Let's move on. So good. Again, just to basically outline what the sugya is about, four different machlokes in between Rabbah and Rava about chatzitza. The first one relates to how Rabbah advised the people who would tie the lulav bundles for the Reish Galusa to make sure to leave room under the tie where people could hold the lulav bundle, because you can't hold it over the tie, it's a chatzitza. And Rabbah said, nah, kolin oso ein chotzitz, it's decorative and therefore it's not a chatzitza. The second one seems to jump off of the chatzitza issue and start discussing what sounds like a similar issue but uses different words, and that's the issue of l'kichatama, where it says that you can't wrap a cloth around your hands and then pick up a lulav and esrog, because that's going to be a chisaron in l'kichatama. It's not a complete taking. And Rava says, no, it's not a problem, because even l'kichal yidei davar acher is called the l'kichatama. He proves it from paraduma. And then cases number 3 and 4, what the difference between them, we're going to have to discuss at a later time, but cases number 3 and 4 both go back to chatzitza, and they both relate to leaves of either the lulav, the adasim, the aravos, that become detached but remain inside the bundle. And that's going to form some sort of chatzitza, and Rava's response to that is, no, not a problem. Why? Min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Same min, the leaves, the detached leaves are the same min as the lulav that you're holding, so that's why it's not going to be a chatzitza. So we pointed out all the not all, but several questions that need to be asked when you learn this Gemara. Number one, what's the difference between l'kichatam and chatzitza? Why does the Gemara jump back and forth between l'kichatam and chatzitza? Number two, why in the first case, where it's talking about holding the lulav over the eged, does Rava need this svar of kalina oso in a chotzeitz? Why doesn't he just go with the very simple svar that he used in cases 3 and 4, min bimino eino chotzeitz, that you're dealing with min bimino? Because after all, isn't the eged of the lulav made out of a lulav leaf? Isn't that the assumption? So we saw Tosel says that maybe we're assuming that min bimino, that really Rava could have said that, and Rava holds min bimino is chotzeitz, whatever, but it's difficult to understand why Rava goes on to kalina oso. He could have used min bimino as his argument why it's not a chatzitza in the first case. Third issue is what the svara for kalina oso eino chotzeitz is exactly. Why is something that's there for beauty not going to be chotzeitz? So that we got to a little bit yesterday with Rav Schechter's piece in Ginas Egos, where we discussed that perhaps it relates to the Briskerov's vart in the Shitas HaRambam in Hidur Mitzvah. That if Hidur Mitzvah, maybe Hidur Mitzvah takes on the status of the Mitzvah itself, and therefore if it's Lina Oso, it's there to beautify the Mitzvah, so it becomes like part of the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, and that's why it's not going to be a Chatzitza problem. There's a very, very important machlokas between the Ritva and the Ran on one side, and Tosos on the other side. And the question that leads them to this machlokas is why the Gemara jumps back and forth between chatzitza and l'kichatama. Why in case number one, when you're holding it over the eged, the Gemara is concerned about chatzitza, but in case number two, when you wrap a cloth around your hand, all of a sudden chatzitza is not the issue anymore, it's a l'kichatama issue. So on that, and let's formulate the question just a little more carefully. Rava holds, in the first case, the reason it's not a chatzitza is because lina oso. The eged is there to beautify the lulav, so it's not a chatzitza. What does that imply? That if you have a chatzitza that doesn't add beauty, then you have a problem. Then you do have a legitimate bona fide chatzitza. Then you're not allowed to use it. Case number two, you wrap the cloth around your hand, you wrap the scarf around your hand, and you hold the lulav. So the Gemara discusses l'kichatama, and Rava says, don't worry, it's not a problem l'kichatama. Okay, it's not a problem with kichatama, but what about chatzitza? Shouldn't it be a problem of chatzitza? And don't tell me kolon oso, because you wrapping a scarf around your hand does not beautify the lulav a single bit. So you can't tell me kolon oso. that it's there to beautify it. And to add to the question, there is a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim at the very end of the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Tam Nishchat starts in Daf Nun Ches in Pesachim and Daf Nun Zayin. In the end of the fourth parak, Makom Shenagu, there's a Gemara that talks about a certain fellow who used to wear like latex gloves when he did the avoda. He was very uncomfortable around blood. He didn't like to get his hands dirty. And the Gemara did not speak so complimentary about him. They weren't so pleased with that idea. They thought he was mevaza kodesh shemayim. That it was a terrible thing to do. So why is that any different than wrapping a cloth around your hand and taking the lulav? Why is one worse than the other? Seemingly, Rava has a problem with that guy also wrapping the cloth around his hand. So take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva is in source number 15 in your packets. So take a look at the Ritva. And the truth is, the Ran says the same thing. So if you have a Gemara, it's almost word for word. But the Ritva, source number 15. Rav Amar L'Kicha, Didavar Achshva L'Kicha, V'chi Teimed L'Kimed L'Lo Havilina Osa Avichat Yitzlok Edel El. So the Ritva puts it right out there. There's the question, how can you say that it's no problem according to Rav when you wrap the cloth around your hand, because after all, it's still L'Kicha Tama. What about the Chatzitza issue? It's not beautifying anything, so it's a Chatzitza. Says the Ritva, Big Yisod, Yesh Lomar Da'anan Leslan Kra Lifsol Chatzitza Belulav. There's no such thing as a Din Chatzitza on a Lulav. The Gemara kept on saying it three different times. It says, yeah, it didn't really mean chatzitza in the conventional sense. By lulav, there's din of l'kicha tama. There's no such problem called chatzitza by lulav. Where do we have a problem with chatzitza? Where the Torah tells us we have a problem with chatzitza, that's where we have a problem with chatzitza. Where does the Torah tell us we have a problem with chatzitza? V'rachatzes b'saro b'mayim. You go to the mikvah, your entire flesh has to be b'mayim, which means you cannot have a chatzitza. V'hayu l'chala os al yadecha. You put on tefillin, it has to be l'chala'os, it has to be directly related to you, cannot be separated from you, and therefore can't have a chatzitza by tefillin. But there's no din of chatzitza when it comes to lulav. There's only a din of l'kichatama. So all four cases are about l'kichatama. We looked at the Gemara, we said, okay, three out of four are about chatzitza, and the second one, for some reason, inexplicably switches to l'kichatama. Says Ritva, no, all four are about l'kichatama. He uses the word chatzitza, but it doesn't mean it in the conventional sense. It means it's an interposition that creates an issue of l'kichatama. It doesn't create the halachic issue of chatzitza. It creates an issue of l'kichatama. That's the Ritva's tremendous chiddush. And therefore, he says, the svar of kolana oso is not a svar that helps for chatzitza. Kalin also is a svara that helps for l'kicha tama. When something's there to beautify the mitzvah, it makes it more of a l'kicha tama, does not take away the chatzitza issue. What's the raya that something that's there to beautify doesn't take away the chatzitza issue? Something that's there for decorative purposes does not solve chatzitza issues? A woman goes to the mikvah, and then she realizes after she comes out of the mikvah, whoops, I'm still wearing my wedding band. What do we tell her? Take off your wedding band and go back to the mikvah. It's chatzitza. The wedding band is beautiful. It's platinum. It's cost the chassan nice money, whatever. She acknowledged in front of everybody under the chuppah that it looks like it's worth more than a shava pruta. But it's worth something. It's beautiful. It's jewelry. No, but it's chatzitza. What happened to kolana oso eino chotzeitz? In dine chatzitza, there's no such svara of kolana oso eino chotzeitz. It's only a svara in the din of l'kicha tama. And says the Ritva, there are two ways to solve l'kicha tama. One way to solve l'kicha tama is to take something and make it batal to that which is being taken. Like the eged of a lulav. The eged of a lulav becomes part of the lulav in regards to the din of l'kicha tama. The other way to solve l'kicha tama is to make the interposition batal to he who is taking it. Like the cloth around your hand. That since you're using the cloth around your hand to protect yourself, so that's considered, and since l'kicha li dei davar acher, shma l'kicha, so that's considered l'kicha tama. It's as long as it's done in a derech kavod, it's not done in a derech bizayon, that's called l'kicha tama. If you do it in derech bizayon, then it wouldn't be l'kicha tama. So you put on latex gloves to do the avoda, that's a derech bizayon, that's l'kavod atzmo, it's not l'kavod the mitzvah. So that's that would be a problem of l'kicha tama, let's say. Yeah. Oh, by taking the item that's interposing and making it batel to that which is being taken. meaning the lulav is what you are taking, the eged becomes batel to the lulav. It becomes a part of the lulav. So that's a way to solve lekicha tama. But again, these do not solve chatzitza issues. Chatzitza is not an issue when it comes to lulav whatsoever. That is shitas haritva. Take a look at Tosos. To be in lekicha tama v'laka. By the way, this Tosos is a very difficult read. It's not. There's like words missing. It's not a pasha Tosos to read through. But we're not going to read through it today. But let's just go read a couple of lines. To be in lekicha tama v'laka says Tosos. Hachalo shayich lemeimer de lalavi chatzitza. Same kash as the Ritva. It's not in the Marma Kama. It's only in the Gemara. This tells us. But this over here, the Gemara can't say by case number two, the Gemara doesn't raise the issue of chatzitza like it did before. Why? So the Ritva says very simple, because no one ever really meant chatzitza. The whole time we only meant lekicha tama. Says tells us different. Dele el ayri kisheyeh gad belulav v'hacha kishakarach biyado ubedavar akarach biyado. Lo shayich chatzitza. Phenomenal chiddush also. Chatzitza is only when the item that needs to be taken has something stuck on it. When he who is taking has something stuck on him, that is not a chatzitza. Even though at the end of the day, I wrap the cloth around my hand and I hold something with it, at the end of the day, the cloth is being chotzeitz between my hand and what I'm taking, but it's not a chatzitza on the item. And therefore, that's only a lekicha tama. It's like, is that a normal way to take it? Well, if you hold lekicha, you did davarach, shmo lekicha, then it's okay. But it's not a chatzitza issue. Chatzitza means when there's something attached to the item that I'm taking. Let's say this is the lulav, I'm taking lulav. If there's nothing on the lulav attached to the lulav, that's not a chatzitza issue, even though my hand is not coming in contact with the lulav. That is shitas atosos, which has major ramifications, obviously, in terms of dinim chatzitza. If a woman goes into the mikvah, obviously I'm saying woman because nowadays the only issues of chatzitza that matter are for women. Nowadays we don't have nafkaminas for chatzitza for men because, I mean, going to the mikvah before Yom Kippur or whatever, or on your wedding day, or before Rosh Hashanah, it's not like the biggest deal in the world. I mean, it's a minhag, it's good, it's to sevis kedusha, whatever, you can go into a swimming pool, you don't even need to go to a kosher mikvah. But back where when it used to matter, it was for men also, meaning when a person needed to eat kachim, when a person needed to go on harabai, I guess in that level it could be shaykh to men. If someone wants to go on harabayis, and you hold that you're allowed to, so you're not allowed to go on harabayis if you're a zav. So you're allowed to go on harabayis when you're tamei meis. We're all tamei meisim. We'll get to para, how to get out of that. But we can't get out of that until we have a para aduma. We're all tamei meisim. You're allowed to go on harabayis as a tamei meis. You're not allowed to go into the azara as a tamei meis. But you're not allowed to go on harabayis if you're a zav. So to get out of tumas zav, it's very simple. You just go to the mikvah. None of us are zavim. We don't even know what zav means anymore. We don't have that disease. But Chazal were gozer that every am haaretz has a din of a zav. Anyone who's not familiar with practicing the laws of tumah tahara automatically mikzeres Chazal has a din of a zav. So that's why we don't go on harabayis unless you can be mitahar yourself from tumas zav. The question in the poskim is: can we in fact be mitahar ourselves from that tumah? So on a halachic level, you go to the mikvah, you mitahar yourself from that tumah. Problem is, we're not actually zavim, we're amaratzim. So some of the poskim say, you go to the mikvah, you may not be a zav anymore, but you're still an amaretz. And if you're still an amaretz, Chazal immediately goes around. It's like tovel v'sheretz biyado. I go to the mikvah, okay, I'm not a zav, but Chazal say, but you're still an amaretz, so now we're making you a zav again. So, you know, never, you can never get out of it. So that's what the whole issue of visiting Harabayis is really, not the whole issue, that's what part of the issue is about that idea. So I guess if you're, you know, Rabbi Tendler goes on Harabayis, so if, I mean, there are a lot of Rabbanim that do, so if you go, if you hold it, you're allowed to go, so then the Tevila B'mikvah is very important, the Chatzitzos issues could be important for a man also. But I just say it by women, because obviously that's where it comes up most importantly, when a woman is Tovel, Minidasa. Parenthetically, I once asked Rav Shachter what he holds about going on Harabayis, and it was a very fascinating answer that he gave me. He said, halachically, I think it's mutter. I think go to the mikveh, it's mutter. And not only that, I think if you can go, you have to go, because we have to show the world that this isn't something we just pay lip service to, that we think is valuable, that we actually, you know, show the world that we use it and we go to it and we bask in its kedusha or whatever else. He didn't use those terms, but you know that was the idea. He said, however, I don't think it's my shaila to paskin. This is in the jurisdiction of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, of the Poskim of Eretz Yisrael. It's an Eretz Yisrael shaila. It's not an America shaila, and therefore I won't go.
because Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, you can't go. Rav Yashiv Paskin, you can't go. They're the Poskim of Eretz Yisrael. The majority of Poskim of Eretz Yisrael say you can't go. That's whose Pesach we should listen to. It's out of my jurisdiction. That was an interesting take on jurisdiction in Pesach Halacha. Because that's always the big issue when someone goes from America to Israel for Yantif. Whose jurisdiction is that in? You ask the Israeli poskim and get the easy one-day heter. You ask the American poskim, we're going to follow Rav Moshe and tell you you have to keep 2 days. So whose jurisdiction is that? Is that really? Well, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe held 2 days. But okay. Where was I? Yeah, so according to the Tosos, what did Tosos say? Lekicha tama is an issue when the davar achotzeitz is on the person who is taking. Chatzitz is an issue when the chatzitz is on the item being taken. So l'chora, that would have ramifications in the following way. A woman's going to the mikveh, she's got dirt on her somewhere. She doesn't notice it. That is chatzitza. So she goes into the mikveh, and the mikveh is dirty. There's dirt in the water. So the water gets her all dirty. I mean, when the water touches her, it's dirt water touching her. It's a mud bath. So is that a chatzitza? According to Tosos, should definitely not be a chatzitza. Chatzitza is only when the chatzitza was on the item that's the chefza. Right? You have to realize, by mikveh, the chefza is the person. You understand? Like, by a lulav, the chefza is the lulav, and the one doing the taking is the person. By mikveh, it's the chefza is the person, the mikveh is the one doing the taking, so to speak. Right? So according to this Tosfos, the chora would turn out, dirty water would be fine. Like it's not a chatzitza issue, and there is no din of lekicha tama by a mikveh. So that's Hatos Mechalik. So you see, there's a very critical machlokas over here. Does our Gemara hold that there's an issue of chatzitza at all when it comes to taking a lulav? So the Meiri raises the following interesting shaila. The Meiri says there is a Gemara. The Meiri holds like the Ritva. First, he lays it out there exactly like the Ritva, that there is no din of chatzitza when it comes to taking a lulav. It's only a din of lekicha tama. Then he tells us another chiddush, where he suggests I don't know how big of a chiddush, but he solves one of the issues in our Gemara, where he suggests that the case number one in our Gemara, where we're saying that where Rabbah holds you're not supposed to hold over the eged that we're talking about is not made out of the dal d'minim shablulav. The eged that we're talking about is Gimonio Shel Zahav, or something like that. And he says, my raya is, if it were one of the Dalamin Shabalulav, instead of Rava saying, Kalana Oso Inu Chotzeitz, Rava should have said what? Min Bimino Inu Chotzeitz, like he said in cases 3 and 4. The fact that he says Kalana Oso tells you that he holds that the case must be that it's not Min Bimino, that it's some other Min. Fine. But then he said. Then he raises the following issue, which engenders much discussion in the poskim. There is a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara says, if you take your shofar and sipahu zahav, you want a gold-plated shofar. You think it would look really cool if, when you blow the shofar, it had gold all over the outside of the shofar. So you put gold around the mouth of the shofar, whatever. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, no good. Presumably chatzitza. It's a chatzitza issue. So Frek the Meiri, I don't understand. According to our Gemara, there's no chatzitza issue by the lulav when it's luna osa, when it makes it more beautiful. According to Rava, why by shofar b'shor Hashanah should it be any different? The gold makes it nicer. Shouldn't we say kol luna osa eino chotzeitz? So the Meiri, for his part, says maybe the issue with shofar is not a chatzitza issue, or I should say l'kicha tama issue, or whatever you want to say, not an issue of an interposition. The issue by shofar is that the kol shofar is not going to be the same. Anything you do, if you were to, let's say, put a cloth around the shofar, it would change the sound. The reverberations would be different. So you put gold around it, it will also change the sound. And the halacha is, you have to hear the kol shofar, not the kol shofar of davar acher, shofar of zahav. It has to be a kol shofar. So maybe it's a technicality in dinim of shofar. But really, kol enos v'enechotzeitz. That's what the Meiri suggests. But says the Avnei Nezer, there's a better solution to the Meiri's question. And this is an excellent study in the difference between the Avnei Nezer and his Talmidim. If you look at this tshuva, the Avnei Nezer, three short paragraphs, and you compare it to the tshuva, the Chalkas Yoav, which is in the back of your packets, which is two long pages, A lot of the ideas are the same. You could tell that the Chalkas Yov learned by the Avnei Nezer. The directness with which the Chalkas Yov says the ideas are not quite like the Avnei Nezer. He's not quite like the Rebbe. The Avnei Nezer, of course, was a super duper genius, and every single tshuva is a chiddush nifla. So let's see what he says. Take a look, source number 17. Risi Masha Maksha b'sifro b'sim gimel b'shofar tzipol zav b'makom anachas peh posel. We said that if you put gold around the shofar, it's puzzle. I name a kolana also in a chotze. It's why don't we say what we say in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, that if it's there to beautify it, then it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Ani rogil yashiv bazeh divrei haramban shaloman mizeh shim hircha katokea piv mea shofar v'taka lo yatza. The Ramban says, wait a second, if you're not allowed to have gold around the shofar because it's some sort of chatzitza issue, what if you were able to, I don't know how, I can't even imagine how one would pull off this trick, but what if you had a shofar and you held it like a few inches away from your mouth, and you were able to blow with such force that it would actually create a sound in the shofar? I can't even imagine how that, I can't put my mouth on the shofar and create a sound from the shofar. I have no idea how one pulls off that trick. But the Ramban says, Im hirchi katokea piv meha shofar, if you distance your mouth a little bit from the shofar, what's in between your mouth and the shofar? Air. Nothing. And you blow, you're not yotzei. Ve'eino muvan. I don't understand what the Ramban is talking about, says Yavnei Nezer. What's the difference between the case where there's gold and where you distance it from your mouth? By the gold, you have a chatzitza. The gold is a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. Air isn't a chatzitza. So he says, "Eino muvan, tzipo yesh kan chatzitza. When you put gold on it, it's a chatzitza. Well, here chikain chatzitza, rak she'eino nogea. When you distance it from your mouth, it's not a chatzitza. You just happen to not be touching the shofar. V'tiratzti mishum dulana oso eino chotzeitz." He says, "I think it all depends on how you understand the line of lana oso eino chotzeitz." He says, "Ach kemo shekasav Ramban perikimul debecharos b'min b'mino de eino chotzeitz." He says, "The Ramban is a chiddush." When the Gemara says, when Rava says over and over again, min b'mino eino chotzeitz, the Ramban says, min b'mino eino chotzeitz is a din in chatzitza. But sometimes, there's not only a din of chatzitza, there's a din of negia. Meaning, let's take by the mikvah, for instance. When a person goes to the mikvah, there are two dinim. One, your entire body has to touch the water. Two, you can't have a chatzitza between your body and the water. Those are different dinim. If, let's say, I have a chatzitza on my body that's a miut she'eno makbid, a woman comes back from the mikvah and realizes she has a tiny speck of nail polish on her finger. What's the halacha? It's on a minority of her body, something she would never be makbid about. It's a perfectly good tevila. That does not qualify as a chatzitza. It's on a miut she'eno makbid of the body. Let's say she went to the mikveh and left just the very, very tip of her fingernail outside of the mikveh. Never went into the mikveh. The very tip of her fingernail. She was holding up her finger like that. Outside of the mikveh. It's a miut she'eno makbid. The halacha is, tevila is totally invalid. The tevila is completely invalid. Why? Because there are two dinim by a mikveh. There's a din of chatzitza, and there's a din of bias mayim, that you need to actually go in the water. Similarly, says the Ramban, when dealing with chatzitza issues, you need to be careful. What's a din in chatzitza, and what's a din in negia? Sometimes there's a din that you have to touch. If there's a chatzitza, you aren't touching. It may be that the chatzitza issue is, could be solved or not solved, but it's a separate issue than the issue of negiah. So says the Avnei Nezer, so min b'mino is a heter for chatzitza. Min b'mino does not make you a nogeya. Similarly, kolana oso is a heter for chatzitza. It does not make you nogeya in the shofar. And the halacha is, the reason why it's supposed of, why the shofar that's gold-plated is puzzle, even though it's lana oso, even though it's decorative, because at the end of the day, if you put your mouth on it, you're putting your mouth on the gold, you're not putting your mouth on the shofar. And by shofar, there's a din of nogeya b'shofar. It's not just a din of chatzitza. By lulav, it's only a din of chatzitza. By shofar, it's a din of nogeya b'shofar. And that's why the Ramban says, from the case of Tzipol Zahav, he says so beautifully, says the Avnei Nezer, where does Ramban come from Tzipol Zahav to holding your mouth 3 inches away from the shofar? What do they have to do with each other? says so beautifully. Why is Tzipos Zav a problem? What happened to Kol Anoso? It's a problem because you're not Nogeya. Not Nogeya. I'm holding 3 inches away. That's also not Nogeya in the shofar. That's also not touching the shofar. Memela, I'm not going to be Yotze because I'm not being Nogeya, the shofar. Either. So Big Day Kuna, meaning is there a second issue of Nogeya besides for... Ah, good. So we're going to have to get to Big Day Kuna. Chatzitza by Big Day Kuna for some reason may be stricter than it is anywhere else. So it might be because of that. It might be because there's another din of Negia to the Big Day Kuna, that it has to literally be on you as opposed to just a Chatzitza issue. But that's an excellent point. We're going to have to discuss that. But that's the Avnei Nezer's Chiddush, that sometimes you have a din. So basically, we have 3 dinim to talk about now. We have Lekicha Tama, which is by Lulav, and by Agudas Seisov. We have Chatzitza, which is by Mikvah and by Tefillin and maybe by Lulav, according to Tosos, not according to the Ran. And now we have this din of Nogeya that applies to a shofar, and we're not sure where else. But there's some din of Nogeya that's out there. So just clarifying what the playing field is, just getting an idea of what's out there. Then he says a different answer as to why Tzipos Zav is not a problem. He says, because Tzipos Zav, the assumption is that you put the gold on the mouth of the shofar. It was like the mouthpiece of the shofar. When you put your mouth over the shofar, you're covering the gold. And he says that kolon oso, anytime you want to use a svara, that it makes it more beautiful, it only works if it makes it more beautiful while you're doing the mitzvah. While you're doing the mitzvah, no one sees the gold because it's hidden away. This is based on a svara of Rabbeinu Tam and Maseches Menachos. Phenomenal chiddush for Rabbeinu Tam. When you buy tefillin or a mezuzah, let's say, so you know, you go to a store, you say, "I want nice tefillin." So what do they say? Okay, we have tefillin for $600, tefillin for $1,000, whatever. They tell you different levels. What's the difference? So the batim may be a difference, but let's say the batim are all the same. The parshios are different. Is there any benefit in getting nicer parshios over less nice parshios? So by Sefer Torah, pashut, there's a benefit. Zeh keli van veyu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, right? What's the example the Gemara gives? Sefer Torah na, you should write it b'kulmas na, b'diyon na, you should make a nice Sefer Torah. What about tefillin, parshios of tefillin? Should you have a nicer parshios of tefillin? Rabbeinu Tam says, nah, no point. No one sees it anyway. Says it's not hiddur. Hiddur means something that people can appreciate. No one sees it anyway. It's all wrapped up. It's not going to be a kiyum of hiddur. Phenomenal chiddush. We would not assume that way lalach, but a phenomenal chiddush. If that's the case, says Avni Nezi, maybe that's the part with Tzipos Zav. That Tzipos Zav, you don't have kol anoso to help you because it's not really a hiddur because you're covering it with your mouth. Metzius wise, that's hard to understand. Where exactly is the gold? You don't like put your mouth over. You don't like swallow the shofar. You put your mouth at the edge of the shofar, right? I don't understand exactly the metzius of that description. But I thought the first idea was a very critical idea. That first idea about the difference between negia versus lekicha. One more thing on this point, and that is the chelkas yoav. Chelkas yoav sort of connects the two discussions we had to this point. Meaning, we had 2 discussions. Number one, is there a din of chatzitza by lulav or just a din of lekicha tama? And number two, this discussion about the requirement for touching that the Avnei Nezer brings up, this issue with shofar. So the Chelkas Yoav, in the back of your packets, it's the Latarashi letters, 2 pages in a row, Simon Gimel, in Chelkas Yoav, was asked about a certain type of black that they would put on tefillin. I think it was on the ritzuos of the tefillin. They would put a, he says, the bedavar shachrus, no, on the bottom of the tefillin. Shachrus bate tefillin, shalosin asof from begalantz, asher yuchali kalef lios mamish bifnei atzmo. I guess it's like, you know, the plastic tefillin covers? So I guess they had some sort of much thinner kind of thing that's what actually blackened the box. The bottom of the tefillin had a black thing that if you could peel it off and it would come off and be its own little, you know, it's not just paint where it becomes davuk, where it becomes completely attached to the tefillin. It was some type of thing that you could actually remove from the tefillin and the tefillin wouldn't be black. So is that considered part of the tefillin? And is that a chatzitza between your arm and the tefillin? So he says that he saw the Nod Yehuda's mekel and the Chayyadim's machmir. So he says, I think the Nod Yehuda's right because it's lenosa. and kolin osay no chotzeis. You're never going to have a chatzitza whenever something is there to beautify. He says, aye, but wait a second. I saw in a sefer called Melech HaShemayim on Halachos of Stam and Halachos of Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, where he writes that it's possible. Why? Based on our Gemara, kolin osay no chotzeis is only a din by lulav. Why? He's assuming like the Ran and the Ritva. Kolin osay no chotzeis is only a din by lulav because by lulav there's no such din as chatzitza. Is only the Lakichatama. By Tefillin, the Ran and the Ritva gave that example as one of the places where the Torah tells you, yes, this is Chatzitza. So by Tefillin, you have to deal with Chatzitza. Kolin also doesn't help you in Dinim of Chatzitza. It only helps you in Dinim of Lakichatama. And he says, I'll prove to you that this is correct in based on the raya we mentioned before, that if a woman goes to the mikveh and she has jewelry on, it's luna osa, yet it's chatzitza. Why is that raya a terrible raya? Oh, come on. Why is that raya a bad raya? Yeah?
Because it's only,
you know,
so it's a
her,
not to the mikveh.
Right. It's not luna osa of the mitzvah. Meaning, what do we say the whole svari of kolin osa is? Kolin osa is that it becomes hider mitzvah, and as hider mitzvah, like the brisk rav, it becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. So what? Anytime the woman wears jewelry, it becomes a chelik of her? Because of hider mitzvah? There's no din of hider mitzvah in a woman. No mitzvah for a woman to be beautiful. B'shachti used to quote, there's one sefer, I forgot what it's called already. It had a very long name. Like, the name was like, I don't know, it was like a whole sentence. I forgot the name of the sefer. But it was, he said that there was one sefer that held, that said that if you hold getting married is a mitzvah, so then maybe it would be hider mitzvah to marry a beautiful woman. So, after you say, but Pashtus, that's a joke. It's ridiculous. We don't generally assume that way. That it's a hider mitzvah. It's like a very frum guy. No, I can only go out with you know, the supermodel because I'm just very, very frum. It's nothing to do with me being having no idea of who I am and what's important in life. It's really, I'm just very frum. So anyway, So it says, so that raya l'chora is a little bit difficult to take, the raya about going to about going to the mikveh, that obviously even things that are l'na'osa are going to be chatzitza. But he says, you know what, the more I think about this, says the Avnei Nezer, I think it's wrong, meaning I just told you that l'na'osa is not a svara that helps you with chatzitza, it only helps you with l'kichatama. He says, no, but that's wrong, and I'll prove to you that it's wrong. In the second column over there he says, achbe, in the second line, achbe emes pashut to kol l'na'osa enu chotzit shaykh afbedover shechatzitza posel ba migzer. He says, no, kolin osa helps you even in chatzitza issues. Raya, sukkah taf yudam al-alef. Gemara talks about, we once had a share on this, on a nice sukkah. If you spread a sheet, a beautiful curtain, under the schach of your sukkah. So are yotze sitting in sukkah, you're really sitting under a curtain, you're not sitting under the schach directly. The Gemara says, yeah, it's fine, it's not a problem. Why? It's there to beautify the sukkah, it's batel l'gabe the schach. Because Lenosa doesn't use the terminology called Lenosa in the Chotzeitz, but says the Chalkas Yoav, that's what it means. You're not allowed to have anything being Chotzeitz between you and the Schach, you have to be under the Tzel Sukkah. But since this beautifies the Sukkah, Mele becomes part of the Sukkah. That's not a din of Lekicha Tama. That's more like a din of Chatzitza. Question is that a din of Chatzitza either? Probably not. It's probably a third din. It's a din of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. I mean, this is the Chalkas Yoav, like his style in general. He likes to pull in a lot of Gemaras that really aren't related and like try to make them be related. So, but that's his raya, that even by Chatzitza Kolanos is a Svara. He has another raya, though, in case you don't like that one, because I don't. Right? That's not a Chatzitza issue. I don't know whether. But he has another raya. The Gemara Psachim Daf Mem Hei talks about, let's say you have a mixing bowl that has cracks in it, and you fill it in with old dough. You just stick the dough in like a glue to fill in the cracks of the mixing bowl. So when that bowl becomes tameh, do you have to take out the dough that's in the cracks in order to be tovelit in the mikveh? Or can you be tovelit in the mikveh as is? So in Pesachim, Mem Hayam and Aleph, it says, Ein abetzak chotze, it's lit in tefilas areva. It's not going to be a chatzitza. Why? Because it's holding the thing together, it's helping it, it's lenaosa, it makes it nicer, it fills in the cracks. So it's not going to be chatzitza. That's a din chatzitza, it's not a l'kichatam issue, we're talking about the mikveh, putting it in a mikveh. Okay, that's a better raya. So it becomes part of the item. Is that a good raya? What's the din over there? What are you doing? You're taking, you have a bowl and you're filling in the cracks with dough. You're repairing it with dough. So you call that kalina osa? And what do you think? Why is that maybe a little bit different than kalina osa? What does lina osa mean? Right, lina osa is something added that makes it more beautiful. And over here, what? Good. Over here, it's not about beautifying. It's making the bowl whole again. It's making the bowl functional again. It's not about beautifying the bowl. It's not a din in aesthetics. Kalina osa, eno chatzitza, maybe doesn't work for dinim of chatzitza. Kalina osa maybe doesn't help you for chatzitza. But you know what does help you for chatzitza? When you make something part of the functional bowl. That's what will help you for chatzitza. So that raya maybe isn't such a great raya. Then he says, another raya. Shofar, Ritvan Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin, a shofar that has a hole in it, and you plug in the hole with some other min, not from another piece of ram's horn. You plug in the hole with something else. So if it makes the kol shofar back to normal, it's not going to be a problem. It's not a chatzitza. So he says, that's exactly a kalin oso. And again, why is that a bad raya? Same thing. That's a kalin oso. That's there in order to make the kol better. So what did the Chalkas Yav do? He says, there is such a shita that kalin oso doesn't help for dinim of chatzitza. But I'll prove to you that it does help for dinim of chatzitza. And he brings you raya after raya that l'chora make no sense. Raya after raya that really l'chora have nothing to do with the dinim of chatzitza. But because he's convinced by these rayas, he says, now I have a problem. This is against what the Gemara says by putting gold on the shofar. Where when you put gold on the shofar, we know that that is a chatzitza. That is a problem. I thought kolina oso, what happened to kolina oso being helping you out in dinam chatzitza? So very, very difficult. It's a very difficult chalkas yav. Okay, it happens to be, it gets pretty nice. He answers up, steers a mishnayis and meseches kelim, and he has certain yesodos, but I want to finish up this packet today. So let's leave it at that. Let's just leave it at raya after raya, maybe not such strong rayas. I wanted to make sure we got to a little bit at least, was because it's a very halacha lemaisa kind of discussion, at least for those people who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and certainly for people who are planning on or do wear a wedding band, or who plan on marrying a woman who might wear rings. So the issue is you have to remove rings in order to do Netilas Lulav. Rabbi Cohen spoke about the other week removing a ring for Netilas Yadayim. It's on the 10-minute halacha list. We'll get to that maybe. But what about removing rings in order to take lulav? It's our sugya. It's chatzitza. So, which of the four cases is it most comparable to? Right. It seems most like the scarf because that's the only thing that's on you as opposed to on the chefta that you're holding. And what do we say about the scarf case? L'kicha l'idei davaracha shma l'kicha. By the ring, it's not really l'kicha l'idei davaracha, though. You have the chatzitza question. Well, how do you solve the chatzitza question in that case? So the Ritva says, there's no issue of chatzitza by lulav. Okay, problem solved. It's not l'kicha l'idei davaracha when you're wearing the ring. And there's no, right, you can't call that l'kicha l'idei davaracha, that you're holding it with something else. And it's not a chatzitza issue, because there's no chatzitza issue, according to the Ritva. But according to Tosfos, that there is a chatzitza issue when it comes to a lulav. So according to Tosfos, the chor shouldn't be a problem either. Why? Because Tosfos said, yeah, there's a chatzitza issue when the chatzitza is on the item, not when the chatzitza is on you. But, apparently there are other Rishonim, that we'll see soon, that hold that there is a chatzitza issue when it comes to lulav, and the chatzitza doesn't have to be on the item. The chatzitza could even be on you, and it will still be a problem of chatzitza. So if you take a look, for instance, in the Beis Yosef, Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph, in the name of the Aguda, says the Beis Yosef, source number 19, Matzasi Kasu B'Shem Sefer Aguda. I found someone wrote in the name of the Sefer Aguda, in Perak Makom Shenagu, in Psachim, Akol Hadavar Achotzeitz Ben Alula Ben Ayad, U'Ben Ayad, on anything, anytime you have a chatzitza, wherever it may be, whether it be by the lulav, by the yad, you have a problem. Ulekach, mesirin tzitzios utfilin min hayad, v'nashim tab osehen, he didn't know about men wearing wedding bands, so when he switched to the rings, it was nashim. Okay, but you remove your tzitzis or your tefillin from your hand, and women should remove their rings when they take the lulav. That's what the Sefer Aguda says. But says Beis Yosef, I found in the Sefer that writes aval nirali dimishum hachi and shichum asirin de davke echad de karach kula yadei. Where do you have a problem? Only when you wrap your hand entirely. If you didn't wrap your hand entirely, it's not a problem. A partial interposition is not a problem. Partial interposition is not a problem. So this is the question. Is that true? So take a look at the Bach. The Bach quotes the Sefer Aguda that you should remove the rings, and then the Beis Yosef's comment on that it's not like Kula Yadeh, so it's different. Says the Bach, I don't know, if you read our Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. First case in the Gemara, what did you have? You had a chatzitza. What was the chatzitza? The eged. How big is the eged? So we're used to thinking of the eged as this giant holder that, you know, was much bigger than the tefach of your hand. But the eged, in the times of the Gemara, you took a lulav leaf and you just tied it really tight, or a kimono yoshel zav and you tied it. It was a rubber band. You hold a lulav that has a rubber band. The rubber band is only under part of your hand. It's not under your entire hand. So, and yet Rava says, kolonoso, in a chotze, it's not a problem. So, but if it's not lenoso, it would be a problem. Even though it's not over your entire hand, even though it's only on a small portion of your hand. So your wedding ring, or a woman's rings, or a man's tefillin may only be on a small portion of his hand, but you don't have the svara of kolonoso, and melech should be a problem, even though it's only partial chatzitza. It's not complete chatzitza. So asks the Bach. So the Achronim have a difficult time trying to answer this. If you take a look, I guess we'll finish with this. The Chassam Sofer writes, actually look at the Magen Avraham first. Magen Avraham says, Hiksha Bachta B'gemara Bay Lememer Da Eged Alulav Havi Chatzitza Av Bishen Kol Yad Mechusa? Question mark. V'li Nira Disfir Le Laguda De Kol She'in Kol Yad Mechusa Bata L'Gabe Hayad. Says, no, by the wedding ring it's different than by the first case of the Gemara, because the first case of the Gemara was the Eged on the Lulav. Absent the Svara Kol Lena'oso, the Eged would be a Chatzitza, because even a partial Chatzitza is a Chatzitza. What does Kol Lena'oso do for you though? It tells you that the Eged is part of the Lulav. So too, when a person is wearing a ring, the ring is part of their hand. It becomes Batal, Lagabe, their hand. Says Chassam Sofer, great Svara. Where did he come up with that? Where does it ever say that? That a ring becomes part of your hand. So Chassam Sofer says, you should trust the Magen Avraham. He's grounded in Shas and Poskim. He didn't make it up on his own. There is a Shitas HaRavid, based on a Gemara in the end of Erevin, that talks about a Kohen who has a boo-boo on his finger, and he wants to put a Band-Aid on. So the Shitas HaRavid is, it's not a din of Yisr Beged. It's not a problem of wearing extra big day kahuna, the Band-Aid. And it's also not a problem of chatzitza, because it's batal l'gabe the yad. Something that you wrap around a finger, around one of your fingers, is batal to the yad. However, the Chassam Sofer says, I would suggest something different. Ukshani la'atzmi chashavti l'mishpat. Dele rabba daha igud chotzeitz have a makam ha-chatzitza ki'ilu eino. Says the Chassam Sofer something unbelievable. He says, what does chatzitza do? What are the mechanics of chatzitza? What chatzitza does is you take that area where there's a chatzitza and pretend that that's not there. So when the chatzitza is on the lulav, you have to pretend that piece of the lulav isn't there, that it's air, that it's like cut off right there at that spot. So on the lulav, that's a problem, because you're going to ruin the whole avos of the hadasim, you're going to ruin the shear of the lulav, you're going to ruin everything. If you had to view it as if it was like emptiness in that spot, like it was a magical lulav that was like in two pieces, and there's emptiness in that spot where the igud is. And that was Rabba's problem. That's the way chatzitza works. Chatzitza is you pretend that there's nothing there. When the chatzitza is on your hand, so let's say your finger was cut off, you have a ring on your hand. So a person who's missing a finger can't be yotzei the mitzvah of lulav? Of course he can. He does. Let's say I don't use my whole, I hold my lulav with two fingers instead of holding it totally in my hand. I'm Yotze, no problem. You could pretend that the finger where the ring is not actually holding the lulav. That's fine. It's not a din in batal gabe the yad. It's a din in how chatzitza works. And that's why there's a difference between chatzitza on the hand and chatzitza on the lulav itself. Okay, we'll stop there. I do have a 10-minute halacha if anyone wants to stick around.